Yes, I am in your kitchen at this late hour. Where else would I be? Yes, my eyes do burn like candle flames. Do you find them off-putting? I was worried you wouldn't like them. You don't know how pleasing it is that you find them enchanting. I'm here because I love you, and I am no longer content to observe. I know you're married. I understand your commitment is strong, but you owe her nothing. She was unfaithful to you. I know because I observe you. She doesn't deserve your devotion. You forgave her because you are her better. She does love you. I won't lie to you. I'll never lie to you. She did feel shame and anguish at what she had done, but not enough to stop her doing it. When you caught her, it was the low point in a life full of them. She knows she doesn't deserve to be anywhere near you, and she fears you realizing it. I can tell you when she started to truly love you. It was when you were so tender with her, when you made love after her friend's death. She had never known a man could be anything other than violent before then. It was touching to watch. Even if she squandered your affections like pearls cast before swine. Me? I fell in love with you when your father lay upon your mother and created you in her womb. I saw what you could be. You shine like a star amongst hearth fires, and you still do. It does sound ridiculous, but as I said, I will never lie to you. My commitment to you has made me break all others. I have left my appointed place. I cannot return, nor do I wish to. I know the book of your life, and it has pained me to only watch. When you married, I mourned as though you had died in my arms. And now, as you think of taking her back after her betrayal, I can no longer watch. I know that I must confess to you. I love you like the storm loves the forest, like the volcano loves the ocean, like the lion loves the fawn. Come with me. I need you inside of me. I need you so much that being in your presence aches like a wound. I will cherish you, serve you, submit to you in ways you have never imagined possible. I will be your garden of delights. I will profane and debase myself for your lowest pleasure. I am devoted, and you are my religion. No, I am not safe. I am dangerous. I will hurt you. No one who makes love to fire is unburned. Lest of all divine fire, I will always be there to heal you. I will feed you the fruit of the tree of life. I will make you like me more than me. Please. Please. My wings are ash. My spark is void. I am destined to feed Chronozone and Abaddon in the abyss without you. Please, let me love you. Love me in return. Fill me with your seed. Make me your concubine. I desire nothing more or less. What do I want you to do? I want you to take me to your marriage bed and have me there as you would like. Both of our old covenants are shattered. Consummate your desires and you will form a new covenant with me. I will promise myself to you by receiving your seed, and I will bear you a child from this union, if you wish it. Please, before you decide, I have forgotten that form is important to your kind. Forgive me, it is a failing. Let me remove my robes. This form was not chosen by me. It was how my body responded to hearing your desires from across the sky. It is, I hope, pleasing to you. My hair is long and silken, my lips lush and full. I am ripe of breast and hip. My skin is soft and supple. My body curves and is very fertile. Please, do what I know you want to do with my flesh. I have watched these acts for millennia, but I do not know how to take part. I'm afraid. Will you show me? Oh, thank you. How may I best please you? Are you asking me how I want to be penetrated? Will you choose? Yes, I will lay down on the bed. I've fantasized about this for ages. Oh, I'm very wet and flushed, and I can't stop breathing so rapidly. Am I sick? Oh, this is normal. It means that I'm excited for you? Yes, I have been for decades. Yes, I am comfortable. I've parted my legs. Will you mount me now? Oh, you're on top of me now. You're so close. I can feel your breath on my face and neck. I can feel your cock pressing into my... What happened? Don't move. No, I'm fine. It's too much. The sensations. You're inside me. You're inside me. Have you taken me now? No? Oh, well, please, take me then. Oh my God. Oh my stars. Oh, it feels so good. Oh my. Oh, this is so strange. I've never felt anything like it. Oh my. Oh, it's so different. When you move. Many places you are feeling. I am no longer pure. I do not wish to be. Is this fucking? Please keep fucking me. I wish to be under you, submit to you in all ways I have seen. Please defile me in every hole. Force me down and take me roughly. I am under your dominion. Please, stay with me. Please stay in me. I want to feel your seed, your cum. I need it. I need to feel it bathing my sex. So much it pours out of me. Do you want to fill me with your child? Oh, please. I would bear it for you if you would but ask. This is not what I expected at all. It is more. It is making me feel too much. Too much. Oh, please hold me. Something. Something is building in me. I'm afraid. No. I'm taken by you. I feel it. I feel that I am yours now. I'm sorry that I burned you. I burned you with my hands. It was not my design. It was an ecstasy beyond which I understand. Are you hurt badly? No. I am relieved. I will help to heal you when you are ready. But would you hold me for a time? I feel that this is part of my claiming. I am so happy. This is what being loved in return is like. I will work to be worthy of it. Tomorrow, I will show you other ways I might serve you. I could create for you creatures unseen for millennia. I could slay countless enemies. I could show you vistas of pure thought. Oh, going to breakfast and a walk in a park would also be lovely. There will be a time for all those other things as well. This was worth falling for.
Hello there, my loves. If you enjoyed this audio and want more, feel free to check out my Patreon at OrganOtaku. Thanks. Bye.